ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical success, The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae and his lovely young guest star, Jane Powell. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another big musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Jane Powell and I are bound for Old Heidelberg, where we'll sing all those great Sigmund Romberg melodies from The Student Prince. These were the days when castles were hung with banners and echoed with the pomp and majesty of kings. These were the days when a crown prince might expect to wear a crown.
His Royal and Serene Highness, Crown Prince Karl Franz of Carlsberg.
Your Highness.
Dr. Engel. What brings you to this dreary palace?
I was summoned by your grandfather, the king, to discuss plans for your university education. And I have persuaded him, my boy, that you must go to Heidelberg.
Heidelberg? Oh, doctor, I've never forgotten the stories you used to tell me when you were my schoolmaster. About Heidelberg, about the River Neckar, and the student corps, and how they sang in the evening.
Oh, how they sang. And now, Karl Franz, they're going to let you escape from your gloomy castle. For a year, at least, to be free, to be a student like any other lad. Oh, enjoy these days, Karl Franz, for they are the golden days.
Down where the Neckar flows swiftly along, nestles a town that is famous in song. Laughing lads roam through its streets so quaint. No one's a sinner, much as a saint.
Twilight comes stealing, and poor light shines down, painting with silver o'er Heidelberg town.
Hark, how the echoes are ringing with their song. Laughing they circle their glasses. Sunshine of our happy youth, golden days full of innocence and full of truth. In our hearts we remember them, all else above. Golden days, days of youth and love.
How we laugh still,
looking back through memory's haze, we will know life has nothing sweeter than its springtime. Golden days when we're young, golden.
You must come to Heidelberg with me.
Why, I should be honored, Your Highness.
Good. When can we be off?
The sooner the better.
Come on, boys. Have we had enough of classes for the day?
Yeah!
And now we're as dry as the desert in July.
Yeah!
What do we need?
Yeah!
And we're off to the finest inn in old Heidelberg.
In, we're marching for our throats are marching
Are you a new student at Heidelberg?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. I just arrived.
Well, will you join us for some beer?
I'd prefer wine, I think.
Wine? What's that?
Beer is the official drink of our corps. Kathy, beautiful Kathy, bring us some beer.
Mind your manners, boys, or I won't serve you a drop.
Who is this girl? Miss Kathy.
She works here at the inn. She's the mascot of our corps.
She's beautiful.
Kathy, come and meet a new admirer.
Hello. You've just arrived in Heidelberg?
Yes. And I expect to study very hard.
Tell him, Kathy. Tell this freshman the way we study in Heidelberg.
Gentlemen.
Oh, another toast, students.
Now, hear me, please. Listen.
To our new classmates.
A toast!
Gentlemen, this is the Crown Prince of Carlsbad.
Hey, the Crown Prince.
Oh, the Prince. Oh, please forgive us, Your Highness.
We have no idea. Forgive you? For welcoming me as a friend? Oh, please, while I'm with you in Heidelberg, let me be one of you. Never Your Highness, only Karl Franz.
Well, a toast, then, to our new friend. Karl Franz!
Drink, drink, drink to eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me. Drink, drink, drink to lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine lovingly, longingly, soon into my.
Will you fill my stein again, Kathy?
As you please, Your Highness.
And please, dear Kathy, don't be angry if I drink your health.
To Kathy, mascot of the Saxon Corps.
To Kathy!
Ring, ring, ring. To arms that are white and warm as a rose in the sun.
Ring, 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 ring.
To hearts that will love one only when I am the one. Here's a hope that those soft arms will twine tenderly, trustingly, soon around mine.
May he give me a priceless boon, his love beneath a sweet maypole.
Ring, ring, let the toast start. May young hearts never
Your Highness.
Yes, Dr. Ring.
Come now, hurry. We must move into our lodgings. Kathy, will you please show us to our rooms?
Oh, I beg your pardon, Carfan, but it's getting dark. I thought I'd bring you a lamp.
That's kind of you. What's that music?
It's the students singing the serenade.
It's beautiful.
Have you any more princes at home?
Any more what?
Any more brothers or sisters?
No.
A father and mother, though.
They're dead.
The King of Carlsberg, he isn't your father?
My grandfather.
Well, I haven't any family either.
Poor little Kathy. I only hope the Princess Margaret is one half as sweet and beautiful as you are.
The Princess Margaret?
Someday she'll be my wife.
Well, don't you know what she looks like?
No, I've never met her.
And you're engaged and you've never met?
That's the way it is with royalty, Kathy. These things are arranged even before you're born.
I'm engaged to a livery stable keeper in Vienna.
Do you love him?
Oh, I don't know. He's much older than I am. He's 35.
Oh, Kathy, you can't love an old man like that. Kathy, darling.
Oh, no, you mustn't. I better go now. Good night, Carl Franz.
Kathy.
Your Highness.
Oh, come in. Come in, Dr. Engel.
Forgive me for intruding, Karl Franz, but me and old friend give you a word of warning.
What warning, Doctor?
My boy, I would be very sad if your golden days in Heidelberg were spoiled by an unwise romance.
I know. I'll remember that the Princess Margaret must be my bride. Kathy, in the months I've been here, I've said to myself, I can't fall in love with her. But every day, I love you more.
Well, what about the Princess Margaret?
I can't go back to that suffocating air of the courts. Kathy, will you marry me?
Oh, it's insane.
It's the only sensible thing I've ever done. I love you, Kathy. I love you.
Deep in my heart. I have a dream of you.
Last one of starlight, perfume of roses and dew.
All paths may sever, but I remember.
Dr. Engel, I can't talk to you now.
Messages just come from Carlsberg. Karl Franz, your grandfather is dying.
No.
You must go to his bedside at once. I have already packed your bags.
I won't go back.
But it's your duty, Karl Franz. You must go to your grandfather. He needs you.
I'll come back to you, Kathy. I promise.
Come, Your Highness.
Oh, no. No, he'll never come back. I'll never see him again. Never.
Return to the second act of The Student Prince in a moment. But first, The world of America has been and is a world of competition. Railroads were born into that world of competition, and for more than a century they have lived in it. Railroads have been and are in competition with other forms of transportation, by water, by highway, by air. There is competition in service. Each form of transportation offers advantages. Each can do certain things. But only the railroads are true common carriers. Only the railroads stand ready to carry anything that is movable in any quantity for anybody in any part of the country in any season of the year. And there is competition in rates. Businessmen know that transportation rates must be low enough to move the traffic and must be high enough to meet and cover the railroad cost of doing business. Yes, the railroads live in a competitive world. Their business is competitive both within and without the railroad industry itself. They know what it is to meet competition, and they must keep on meeting it. The public, and that means you and me and the rest of us, the public is entitled to the most adequate, the most dependable, the best, and the most economical transportation service, all costs considered. And the only way we can get that service is to have competition on an even, Steven basis, with each form of transportation standing on its own feet, paying its own way, without government help or subsidy. Now, here is Act Two of The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae as Carl Franz and his guest star, Jane Powell, as Kathy.
After only 4 months in Heidelberg, I had to leave my beloved Kathy to return to the court. My grandfather died only a few hours after I reached his bedside. And his last request was for me to set a date for my wedding to the princess I had never seen.
Her Serene Highness, Princess Margaret Alexia Victoria Eugenie Elizabeth Maria.
Your Majesty.
Your Highness. We have long awaited the pleasure of meeting you, cousin. May I have the favor of a waltz?
With pleasure, cousin.
You dance beautifully, cousin.
It is the duty of a queen to dance well.
The princess in my arms was beautiful and proper. She had been schooled since childhood to take her place someday beside me on the throne of Carlsberg. But my heart ached to think that my beloved Kathy must be a stranger to my arms from this day forward. I excused myself and retired to my chambers for a night of restless sleep. And I dreamed myself back to Heidelberg again.
Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth. Golden days full of innocence and full of truth.
And the memories of the gallant times with the student corps flooded back through my mind. The longing to lift a stein again with my friends along the banks of the River Neckar.
Eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me. Drink, drink, drink.
And then I imagined that I saw my Kathy smiling at me.
Deep in my heart, I have a dream of you. Passion of starlight, where you
to go back to Heidelberg and keep my promise to Kathy.
I beg your pardon. Is there a waitress here named Kathy?
Well, I'm Kathy. What can I do for you, ma'am?
You were here when the King of Carlsberg was a student.
Well, why do you ask?
I'm the king's future wife.
Oh, the Princess Margaret.
Does it surprise you that a princess should be jealous?
Well, it makes me glad, because you couldn't be jealous if you didn't love him.
I love him very much. And my whole life has been planned toward the day when I shall become his queen.
Oh, madame, he has forgotten me.
He'll never forget you, Kathy, as long as you're here waiting for him. He's coming back today.
Today?
Yes. And if you love him enough, you will go away, so that he will think that you have forgotten him.
Oh, but I can't.
A princess, humbly beg you to give him up, so that perhaps he will turn to me.
Oh, Your Highness, I will try to do what you ask of me.
You are really the happier one, because you have his love. Well, I can only say that I am grateful to you.
They're coming, the student corps.
The king will be with them. I must not let him find me.
For there's no good fellow when you're staring mellow to the fields so yellow. What's your name?
Kathy!
Oh, Kathy, darling.
Welcome back to Heidelberg, Your Majesty.
Why, Kathy, what's the matter?
Life changes, Carl Franz. You are a king. Your life belongs to your people.
But your life, Kathy?
I didn't wait for you, Carl Franz. I promised to marry someone else.
Oh, Kathy.
Your Majesty.
Yes, my friend.
We have just learned of your coming marriage to the Princess Margaret. May your old friends of the Student Corps wish you every happiness.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends.
And is there some song you would like to sing with the students, Your Majesty? Perhaps for the last time.
Yes, Dr. Engel. I would like to sing the serenade.
Overhead the moon is beaming, white as blossoms on the bough. Nothing is heard but the song of a bird, filling all the air with dreaming.
Only you can tell it all.
Beloved, from your window give me greeting.
Janie Powell, who will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Gordon McRae with a word of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Herb Butterfield, Betty Lou Gerson, and Ray Montgomery. The Student Prince, with music by Sigmund Romberg and book and lyrics by Dorothy Donnelly, was adapted for The Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They provide jobs for your neighbors. They buy supplies in your town. And they pay local taxes just as you and I. Thus, the railroads are more than just railroads. They are citizens, and important citizens, in your hometown. Now, here again is Jane Powell.
To your crown, huh?
Oh, I abdicated, J.D. Nowadays, that king stuff isn't as good, shall we say, as working on the railroad.
Oh, gee. If you aren't a king, we could have been married after all.
Well, maybe. But I'd want to clear it with that new husband of yours. By the way, our heartiest congratulations and best wishes, Janie.
Oh, well, thank you, Gordon. Who's on the show train next week,
Kenny Baker and Evelyn Case will be aboard for a bang-up version of the Mikado.
Well, happy Gilbert and Sullivan to you. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Janie.
Well, all aboard.
Well, it looks as though ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye.
The Student Prince was presented by arrangement with the Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Jane Powell appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture That Forsyte Woman, starring Errol Flynn, Greer Garson, and Walter Pidgeon. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Racist Steve Stevens stars on The Voice of Firestone, coming up on NBC.